Ron Johnson, FBI, DOJ procedures allow them to insulate themselves from scrutiny. By Jeff Poor on July 9, 2023. According to Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., determining if the Department of Justice or the FBI have acted improperly over the past several years has become increasingly difficult because of procedures implemented to insulate themselves from scrutiny. During an appearance on FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, the Wisconsin Republican lawmaker called on more whistleblowers to come forward to expose abuses of power by the agencies. How are we ever going to get to the bottom of all of this if the people who are abusing power are still in power? Host Maria Bartiromo asked. It's the same with the Russia collusion story. All of those people who pushed Russia collusion aggressively are now. I mean, many of them are actually in Biden's cabinet. Look at Jake Sullivan. He was the one pushing the story for Hillary Clinton. So what are we going to do, and what can you do as an elected official to ensure that this corruption is exposed? Well, we have to keep exposing the truth, Johnson replied. We need more whistleblowers coming forward. But they have done a really good job of setting up their procedures in the FBI, in the Department of Justice to insulate themselves from scrutiny. I mean, look at the letters that David Weiss sent to Jim Jordan in June 7th to June 7th, June 30th, basically giving Jim Jordan the middle finger. You can't investigate us because we have an active investigation. That's what they always use as an excuse. So they have insulated themselves from scrutiny. It's very difficult. But one indication of the problem we have, in terms of the multiple-tier system of justice here, is Robert Mueller, in less than 2 years, spent $32 million on his special counsel investigation on a complete hoax, on a false narrative that the Biden, that the Obama administration knew was perpetrated by Hillary Clinton as a dirty trick, the Russian collusion with Trump hoax, $32 million. John Durham, in over 3 years, only spent $7.7 million and delivered virtually nothing. Certainly prevented Senator Grassley and I from investigating the corrupt Russian collusion investigation, he continued. Now you have got Jack Smith, in a few months, has spent $5.5 million. Robert Hur, who's investigating Biden's classified documents, spent $616,000. So, when you just see the resources and effort put behind targeting Republicans or Donald Trump versus what little resources and how corrupt and unthorough, the investigations are against Democrats, it's pretty revealing. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.